Hi there, family member. I cannot believe that this is the last Friday in November. I mean, yesterday was November 1st, and now this is November, 27th. Ha, hehe, Maru. I mean, I kind of like it, because, like, 2020, please don't be going. But, like, I'm amazed. It's a very good one. I like how the year is running. Please, run fast. Like, whoever is going to lead praise and worship on crossover night, hey Lord, the person you first start with all more, because this year was hectic. I'm using words because 2020 is behind me right now. If this is your first time of listening to the Everything Rave podcast, you're welcome officially. I mean, I would have sang for you, but I don't know. I'll give you Celine Dion vibes. I'm not really a good singer, so I cannot really sing to welcome you. Thank you so much for checking the podcast. I'm very excited, like very, very. So you're going to do me a favor. Subscribe so that you can get notifications whenever we release an episode. Thank you. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, rate and review. Give me 5 stars. If there's 6, drop it. Drop it, please. My personal person. But if you're a consistent listener, my guy, my G, thank you so much. Like, okay, here's a little secret, huh? Let me digress a little, pardon. So, I had a hectic day today. It's Thursday. I normally record on Thursdays. I'm letting you in on the behind the scenes now. So I normally record on Thursdays. I had a hectic day today. Normally I sleep in the morning because I wake up really early. This week is my week to wake up early. It's a long story. Let me not shallow it too much. So I had a hectic day today, and normally I sleep around say 9 or 10 and wake up, that's in morning AM, and wake up again around, let's say, 3 or 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So I'm like usually refreshed, you know. But today, I did not get my normal afternoon sleep. And everything, I literally feel so sick right now. I don't know. Like, I almost did not record this episode today. This is just a sneak peek, because I realized that I never really give any behind the scenes look. I don't know why I just spoke, but this is behind the scenes that I'm giving you now. So I was like, I beg Laura, just lock up. I shed a few tears just now. I was like, Laura, I beg. As the cry baby I am, I had already started crying, like, Laura, I beg, just go and eat and go and sleep. But I'm like, no, I must do this. Bottom line is, I thought about you. The fact that you constantly listen in, and then tomorrow I'll now say, oh, I'm so sorry, I couldn't record an episode. Why? Because I was being a crybaby. You reason it now. You reason it yourself. This is just me trying to say thank you. Thank you so much for your support, for recommending the podcast, for sharing, for sticking with me through my cringy audio quality. God bless you so, so much, and I appreciate. How are you? I mean this question sincerely. How are you holding up with everything that is going on? For me, I'm good, aside the fact that I'm hearing that there's a second wave of recession. And it has me, or rather, that we're going into recession. And it has me asking, what have we been in for the past few years? Have we been in recession lights? And then if that was recession lights, like, how is this one going to be like? I mean, it's like moving from fire to the sun. I don't even know which one is hotter at this point. And that's on one side. And my recent closeness with Ijebu Gari has me scared. I'm scared because, I mean, it's not going to end well. I know these things never end well. I'm going to come out of this relationship with a pot belly. And it's not something I want for myself. This relationship that I now have with Ijebu Gari, where we break up, is going to be me and my pot belly battling it out. Hey, so I don't know. I'm looking for how to initiate the breakup before Jebukari breaks up with me, because it's going to be a deadly thing. Now, here's a little gist for you. So yesterday, this episode is just, let me just confess now. After my crybaby episode, I decided to just come here and just, pardon moi. Let's loosen up a bit. Breathe a little, please. So yesterday, I was helping my younger brother with his assignment. And I don't know what brought up the topic, but he said something about his handwriting being terrible. And I'm like, oh, mine too. Oh, yeah, I remember he was doing his homework, handwriting. And I'm like, I never ever really passed that subject because my handwriting is, I will not say was, is terrible. And he's like, mine too. And I'm like, don't worry. They say people that have rubbish handwriting, they're always like, they're always very intelligent. Like, their brain is always so busy trying to process far better things than to think of how to make their handwriting legible. And he was like, are you serious? I'm like, yes. I don't know. I think a friend of mine told me that thing. But I'm just, this is me trying to confirm. Have you ever come across that saying? And do you believe in it? Or do you just say, ah, this is just these people trying to feel good about themselves. Your handwriting is rubbish. Take it or leave it. Like, for me, because my handwriting is rubbish, Shao. This is me being very honest. To me, I think that my brain is too busy trying to process other more relevant things and to think about how to make my handwriting very beautiful. So whether you tell me you don't believe it or not, I've already accepted my fate, and that's my fate to me. So for this like brief stream of thoughts I had, if you disagree, send me a mail at everythingravepodcast@gmail.com. That's everythingravepodcast@gmail.com. It's together. Send a mail so that we can, let me know why. Why do you want to downgrade us so much? Why don't you just want to give us this out of hope? Like, you know, you cannot, I also told him that, like, you cannot be a jack. If you're a jack of all trades, you're a master of none. You cannot be good at everything. So that's why God just said, oh yeah, take this rubbish handwriting because you're exceptionally brilliant. And he believed, you know, in his childish innocence. Next month is December. That was a switch. The switch was mad. Like, I'm here to give you honest truths now. Next month is December. And I know you're going to want to make it dirty. Truth is, I've been wanting to say gonna wanna ever since I heard Holy Ground. Like, how this thing about? I say, I know myself. I'm going to wanna. I've been singing that part since. Like, since I heard the song, it's stuck in my brain. Honestly, I love that. That's my favorite part of the song. I'm gonna wanna. You know, I always like odd things. So I know you're gonna wanna make it a dirty December, but funds are missing. It's everywhere. Don't be hard on yourself. This episode, or rather this part of the episode, is to encourage you. You must not be dirty. Just take 1 year off. Or rather, just take this December off from the dirty December. Because now they are left the chop life. There's a lot of things. I know a lot of outings. Last year, my sister and I planned, oh, don't worry, 2020, we must go for worry rave. You know, and then this is 2020 and I see myself sleeping through the day. I mean, but next year is another year. Let's be hopeful. I mean, I don't want to expect too much from, pardon. I don't expect so much from 2021, but I'm hopeful. You should be too. Do not be discouraged. Do not be hard on yourself. It will be dirty last. Even if it's Eba Wheat on Christmas Day, we move. Chill. Take it easy. Life na jeje. Understand? I guess this is all. But this is all. Thank you so much for listening to this point. If you enjoyed this brief ranting session, give me a rating and a review. 5-star or nothing. Don't go and give me 1-star because you don't like me. I'm not take that. I'm not take that from you. I won't. So hey, I just wanted to give a few song recommendations. Triumphant by Olamide. And Bella Shmoda is my jam for the week. Holy Ground. Omale can't relate. Oh, every time I'm playing that song, I'll be crying. Nobody can feel relate. I was like, Laura, you cannot even relate. I am crying. Why are you crying? I'm always such a cry baby. This episode, I bet it all. I bet it all out. My brief meltdown and goodbye. I don't have any more things to say. This episode is unnecessarily long, and this is very unprofessional of me to be complaining. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Subscribe to get a notification when we release the next episode. Stay safe. Life na jeje. I'll see you next week. Bye.